The most wonderful time of the year is almost here. Newfoundlanders are celebrating their family Christmas traditions at the Commissariat. The Commissariat was built by British military engineers from 1880 to 1820. It was the finest house in St. John's until the Governor's Mansion was built next door. November 17th to November 18th, a festive family fun event was held, which has kept traditions from the 1830s alive for 10 years. Have some hot apple cider and enjoy.
So my name is Ara Ducey, and this is my third Christmas at the Commissariat event. I'm a museum interpreter with the Provincial Historic Sites. This Christmas event, I will be working in the kitchen. I'm going to be cooking some Christmas pudding and serving that to our visitors. And also I will be working at a craft station, helping visitors create some Christmas ornaments. A lot of families come every year. This has become a tradition for many, many families. So we get people returning and they're excited to see what we are doing this year.
Some people who return every year to keep 1830s St. John's traditions alive are...
Mary Hayes, we do it traditionally. We come every year.
When did you start?
When my daughter was little. So a good long time ago. This used to be after the Christmas parade, but now they do it in a separate weekend. So we do this one weekend, we'll do the parade the next weekend. So that's the tradition.
And
Marjorie Green. Well, this has become a family tradition for us for Christmas. It starts off Christmas. So we've been taking our grandchildren since they were born to come to the Commissariat House. So it's a family tradition for us.
How did it start?
When our first oldest granddaughter was born, we seen the advertisement for it, and we love historical things, and we started bringing her, and it became a tradition.
So just why do you do it?
It's a really nice event. The kids get hands-on things that they can do, the little crafts that they do, the pictures become a family tradition, and it's just a nice way to keep in touch with how Christmas started in Newfoundland.
Before me, I'm staring at lanterns, old-fashioned lanterns with real candles burning. The Commissariat is one of the last parts of Britain's military complex in St. John's. The city keeps it to remember the past that is very much alive behind those old Georgian doors.
Linda Keefe. I am the site supervisor for the Commissariat and Newman Weinvolt's Provincial Historic Site. All of our crafts are based on, they're all natural products, right? So birch bark, oranges, greenery from outside. So, and that was, again, to go back to the early part of the 19th century traditions. We're also doing the kissing bough, and those are little bundles of greenery, and people can take that away with them.
Most of the decorations at the Commissariat are greenery.
So we actually have historical references from the time period of people here putting the greenery and their boughs in their house, the tradition of doing that. Now, again, I think we're probably taking artistic license. I don't know if they would have been elaborate as this, but certainly the traditional greenery and bringing the boughs into your house was around at that time period. We all know how commercial Christmas has become now. When people come to this event, I want people to relax and enjoy it. We're not asking you to buy anything. So it's free. It's just come and enjoy the decorations, the puddings, the crafts that we're offering. To learn a little bit of history, too, as well. To learn about it and, you know, what the Commissariat is, even, and what Christmas traditions were like.
It is important to not just remember the past, but to learn from it as well, especially around Christmas time. For Kicker News, this is Melissa Wong.